The Seal Test System of Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore, Susan Miller, and our very special guest, Billy Gilbert.
I'll give you a smile for a smile, a song for a while.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another Seal Test program and extending the hand of greeting to our two special guests, the lovely to look at and listen to, Susan Miller, and that breezy little sneezy, Billy Gilbert. Tonight, John Barrymore and I are
Pardon
about
me,
to...
Pardon me, Rudy. I don't like to interrupt, but congratulations on your birthday. Many happy films.
Thank you. But you're a little late, John. My birthday was last month.
Yeah, I know, but I'm a wee bit tardy, but I only received the notice today.
Notice? What notice?
But I just got this card, unsigned, which read, "Don't forget Rudy Valley's birthday, July 28th. Those who remember will be working in December. Those who don't, won't."
Now, I wonder who could have sent that.
Yeah, I wonder. All I know is that the dope who sent it forgot to put a stamp on it.
Barrymore, don't you dare call me a dope.
On the contrary, Rudy, I'm giving a party tonight at my house in your honor. After all, it was you who discovered me.
Oh, I can't take credit for discovering you, John.
Well, if you didn't, who did?
I don't know, John. Was it Columbus? What sort of a shindig are you giving tonight, John?
A barbecue, Rudy. Barbecue's the thing these days. They're very fashionable in high Hollywood society, you know.
Yes, I know. I'm used to eating with the upper set.
You better bring the lower set, too. We're having corn on the cob. You know, Rudy, I love corn.
Obviously.
Anyhow, I'll expect you at 7. The employment agency promised to send me the best barbecue chef in town. And I've invited everyone in the show to come along.
Hooray! Just a minute, boys. Lock the doors. Nobody leaves this room.
What's the matter, Rudy? What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm going to sing.
Nothing, he says.
To Barrymore's barbecue, there'll be a lot of good things for you. We'll build a hickory fire and roast some lamb. We'll blow some smoke on John and call it barbecued ham. Discard that I'm on a diet. Look, 'cause Billy Gilbert will be the cook. Just bring your appetite. We're dining out tonight at Barrymore's barbecue.
Well, let's go, Rudy. Since you may experience difficulty in finding me mountain retreat, I suggest you let me drive you there.
Do you have a driver's license, John?
Of course I have a driver's license. Here, see.
Let's see. Oh, yes. Hear ye, hear ye. This instrument doth certify that ye bearer, John Barrymore, is licensed to drive one covered wagon, drawn by not more than 2 oxen over ye Santa Fe Trail. This license doth ye verily expire June 1849. Signed by ye County Clerky of Albuquerque.
I should have that renewed, I guess. Huh?
Yes, you better let me drive you. Hop in, fellows, let's go. John, you've had me driving around in circles for 20 minutes now. Can't you remember where your house is?
I don't know. It must be around here someplace. I'm sure it's in California. Now, wait. Slow down, Rudy. There's a place that looks familiar. Maybe that's my house.
John, that's the courthouse.
No wonder it looked familiar. Say, Rudy, that looks like my house up there. Stop and see if there's a sign on the lawn.
All right. Yep. Yep, there's a sign that says, "Dogs beware, ferocious man."
That's my house. Oh, Cassandra? Cassandra?
Who's Cassandra?
She's been me faithful housekeeper for years. A lovely, sweet old woman. Cassandra!
Quiet yourself, I'm taking a nap.
A lovely, sweet old woman.
Cassandra, come here at once.
What's biting you, Barrymore?
Is everything ready for the barbecue? Or...
Sure, kid. And like you told me, I went down to the aluminum pile that the government is collecting.
Fine spirit, Cassie. That's the least we can do.
Yeah, but I couldn't find nothing we could use.
Fine spirit, Kathy.
Did the barbecue man show up?
Not yet, Bud.
Well, he'll be here any minute. Come on, Rudy. While we're waiting, let me show you about the house. Now, in this room here, I keep my famous collection of stuffed birds.
Say, you really have some tremendous specimens here. Where'd you get your biggest bird, John?
At the Empire Theater. Oh, you mean these silent ones? Well, the biggest one and the rarest one is this stuffed and extinct Santa Monica gunner. It's worth
$50,000. $50,000? What's it stuffed with? Eastern gasoline? How long has this gunner been extinct?
For 400 years, and don't ask me if I caught it myself.
Hey, boss, that cute kid who was here this morning is back. She wants to see you.
By all means, show her in. Rudy, you know this gal. It's the blonde and tuneful Oriole, Susan Miller.
Susan Miller here? Oh, that's fine. I'm glad you invited her.
Oh, hello, Rudy. I didn't know about your birthday until Mr. Barrymore invited me to this party.
Oh, it really doesn't matter, Susan, as long as you've brought me a present.
That's just it. I should have brought you a present in appreciation of all you've done for me.
Forget it, Susan. Your presence here is my present. And if you'll sing for me now, I'll consider our accounts much more than even.
That's a bargain, Rudy.
All right, boys. Help Susan Miller even the score.
What do you... What do you hear from your heart? What's the latest ballyhoo? What do you hear from your heart? Does it know that I love you? These London ears, do you hear it tick-tick-tick? If I were near, would it bump-to-bump double quick? What do you hear from the throb? Does it palpitate with glee? When we're away from the mob, could you learn to yearn for me? One little kiss and we're off to a lovely start. What do you hear from your sweet, sweet heart? What do you hear from the throb? Does it palpitate with glee? When we're away from the mob, could you learn to yearn for me? One little kiss and we're off to a lovely start. So what do you hear from your...
Figaro, Figaro this, Figaro that. Who needs it? Figaro, Figaro.
What do you want, Fatso?
Fatso? Oh, he's going to be troubles here. I think, how do you do, lady? I doubt it. I'm Billy Gilbert, the employment agency. I mean, the employment vacancy.
Are you the barbecue man?
That's right, I'm the barber man. Now, where is the fella who wants a shave?
Listen, you blimp, we want a barbecue man.
The barbecue man. Come in the kitchen. I have the chickens all ready for you.
Chickens? I got to shave a chicken? What is this?
Me man, what kind of a barbecue sauce do you use?
Well, personally, I use witch hazel. But some of my customers, they like bay rum better.
Witch hazel? Bay rum? You sound like a barber. I want a chef.
A chef? Oh, sure. Sit down. I'll give you a chef. And a haircut, too.
God, the man is a barber. Now, look here, me tonsorial titan. Do you know anything about cooking?
Well, I don't like to break a dossier, but I can make you a very delicious Boston cream pie.
Pray tell me, what is a Boston cream pie?
That's a pie. It comes from Boston, I think so.
How is it made?
You make it like you make pie. It's a cake.
If this turns out to be a stew, I'll scream. If it's cake, why do you call it a pie?
I didn't call it. That's the name from which it is. If that's what you are wanting to getting, that's how you got to asking, so there it can be for you to be eating, don't you?
At last, I've met the writer of the hot, hot song.
Boston cream pie is made with a thick piece of cake. You cut out the inside, and then there is nothing in there. But just a minute. After a while, I'm going to push in a hunk of stuff, you know. And that stuff is very loose. If you squeeze it, then it's going to run down. It's going to leak on you. What do you want to squeeze it for? I work over a hot stove, and you squeeze my pie. You put the two pieces between the cake.
Why didn't you say so in the first place? I think not, isn't it?
Now, wait a minute. Listen, don't get excited. I'm going to make it clear. You take the two cakes and you stuff the pie. I mean, you stick the stuff in the pie. You push the stuff in the stick. You stick the stuff and push it.
Stuff the bush in the stick. Stick the stuff in the bush. Gadzooks, this barbecued barber is driving me balmy.
Billy, what are you serving for dessert at the barbecue tonight?
What am I serving for dessert? Why, it's delicious. I mean, it's magnificent. It's magnificent. It's tremendable. It's... Ah, you know what it is.
Well, that description sounds like Red Raspberry Royale, the seal test ice cream of the month. And folks, there is a dessert to get excited about. Picture a dish full of smooth, luscious seal test vanilla ice cream. Imagine that ice cream streaked through and through with ribbons of red raspberries. Real red raspberries, ripe and juicy, crushed and frozen, and folded through the ice cream. That's the treat you'll find waiting for you at your nearest seal test dealer. And what better time could there be to enjoy this thrilling blend of flavors than right now? Send out for some seal test red raspberry royale. And make a habit during August of bringing home a pint or two for dessert or an evening treat. Drop in at Fountains, too. And enjoy Red Raspberry Royale in a tall, frosty ice cream soda or a luscious berry-topped sundae. Remember, Red Raspberry Royale was originated by Seal Test, is supervised for quality and purity by the Seal Test laboratory system, and sold only by Seal Test dealers. Insist on the genuine. Ask for Red Raspberry Royale in the modern red, white, and gray Seal Test pint package or in bulk. We'll tell you in a few minutes where to buy Seal Test products in your community. As we re-enter the Barrymore Menage, where barber Billy Gilbert has suddenly become a barbecuer, we find guests Rudy Valley and Susan Miller deep in discussion.
You know, Rudy, one good tune deserves another. I've sung one to you. Now, how about your singing one to me?
Susan Miller, allow me to compliment you. That's one of the sweetest and shortest song cues I've ever heard. Lay men and listen to Susan.
Time and time again, I whisper your name. Time and time again, it's always the same. I see your face before me as always, and always in dreams. Time and time again, I hope and I pray the time will come again when day after day I'll hold you in my arms and see my dreams come true. Time and time again. Time and time again, I hope and I pray the time will come again when day after day I'll hold you in my arms and see my dreams come true. Time and time again.
Two lovebirds seem to be getting along very well.
That may be so, Barrymore, but when do we eat?
That's right. I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
You may have to, I'm afraid.
Let's step into the kitchen
here and see how that barbecued barber is coming along with his push the stuff in the steak, don't you?
Smells good in here. I wish I could cook.
Oh, yes, and you should learn how, little girl. I always say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
In your case, there must be a shorter way.
How's the chicken coming along?
All right, but why is this chicken so small? Look, there's no meat on it. It's only got 6 feathers. What kind of a chicken is this?
Chicken? You're dope. You're cooking the bird for my badminton set. They're the chickens over there in that crate, Mark. If not open in 5 days, don't open. Now get busy and clean them.
Clean them?
Yeah, get the feathers off them.
Okay, come here, little chickens. You're next.
What are you doing with my razor?
You told me to get the feathers off the chicken, so I'm...
Give me that razor. You're not going to use my chick on that chick. Now hurry up and get that chicken cooked.
Don't rush me. Haste makes waste. And when you get too much waste, you gotta wear a girdle. Look at me.
Get going, you culinary crackpot. And I want that meat well seasoned. You'll find salt and pepper there on the stove.
How do I know which is the salt and which is the pepper? The shakers has got no names on them.
Why don't you smell them?
Oh, sure, that's right. Thank you. I can smell them. Now, I think this is the salt. Yeah, see, I told you, this is the salt.
Are you sure?
Oh, say, I know. I can't. Wait a minute. Hold it. I think it's the... Now, it's the salt.
Perhaps we'd better get out of here, John, until this blows over.
Wait a minute. It's not the pepper. Wait a minute.
Out of the way, John. What are we doing around here? Waiting for flood control. What are we doing around here for flood control?
I wish he'd make up his mind.
Say, I know what I'm doing. I know when it's salt and when it's...
Hold it!
I know when it's...
Quick, Rudy. Put a nozzle on this nozzle.
When it's salt and when it's... Oh, what is it? It's salt. Yeah. It's pepper. Well, be seated, everybody. For the first course, I have prepared some some of those little smuggish fish.
Ah, fish. What kind of fish is this, Billy?
What kind of fish is it? There's only one kind of fish in the pool, goldfish.
Goldfish? Egad, the impudent puppy has filleted me guppy.
I think I'll skip the fish and have a steak.
If you take my advice, you'll skip the steak, too.
Never mind. Bring Mr. Valley a steak. You know, Rudy, the steak is from the prize-winning animal.
I know. I saw it win the prize. In fact, I had $2 on his nose.
Mr. Valley, eat your steak and leave the table.
Do you mind if I eat the table and leave the steak?
Perhaps, Mr. Valley, you would like some of my biscuits. They're light as feathers.
Say, they are light as feathers. What did you put in them?
Feathers.
Get back in the kitchen, you gastronomic goon. I thought I told you to prepare barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken? You want me to kill the little bird? To murder that cute little... I won't do it. Why, that's chicken side. Do you realize how much trouble it is to raise up a little chicken?
Well, I...
First, the mama hen has got to lay the egg. And believe me, right there you got a job. Then the mama hen has got to sit on that egg. And to sit on it. And to sit on it. Well, it's worse than a double feature. Then one day, the mama hen is sitting on the egg, singing, la, 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 woo! The little baby chicken just stuck his head through the shell. And outside, the rooster is pacing up and down, down and up, biting his toenails and passing out worms to his friends. Then one day, the little chicken grows up, jumps into a car and starts...
The chicken jumps into a car.
Sure, a chicken coop. She goes out into the world and lays an egg. And that egg becomes a chicken, and it lays an egg. And now, if you kill that chicken, who's going to lay the eggs around here?
Don't look at me. Now listen, Gilbert. I don't care if you barbecue chicken, goose, duck, turkey, or sparrow, as long as it's fowl.
It'll be fowl, that I can guarantee.
Now, get along and barbecue a bird for us.
Okay, boss, I'll be back in a flash with the hash.
Everything happens to me.
Thank you, John.
What do you mean?
Tell him, Susan.
I make a date for golf, and you can bet your life it rains. I try to give a party, and the guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps, and every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. I guess I'm just a fool who never looks before she jumps. Everything happens to me. At first my heart thought you could break this jinx for me. Love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I telegraphed the phone, sent an airmail special too. Answer was the card that was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happened.
I said when I saw Susan, there's a girl that I could adore. I laughed at competition from the guy who lived next door. But little did I know, the guy next door was Barrymore.
Everything happens to me.
I get a date with Rudy, and I make such careful plans. To win him, I will cook a meal with my own two little hands. But just as I begin, they call in all the pots and pans. Everything happens to me. We thought this barbecue would be a break for us.
A break for us.
That we would get a chance to bill and coo.
Then Mr. Billy Gilbert cooked the steaks for us. And now we're lucky if we just pull through. I bet $2 on Whirlaway. He loses by a nose.
I never had a run in my expensive silken hose.
But now we're short on silk. Your runs beat Joe DiMaggio.
Everything happens to me.
Now a brief pause for seal test identification. Here we go to all of those communities where seal test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready? With hunger, fear, and trepidation, Susan Miller, Rudy Valley, and John Barrymore await the latest concoction created by barber chef Billy Gilbert. The suspense is awful.
Here it is, people, what you ordered. Barbecued bird. Here you are, Mr. Valley. Charcoal broil.
This isn't bad. Very delicious.
Excuse me, you're eating the charcoal.
What kind of a bird is that, Billy?
It's, I don't know. It was just sitting there, so I poured some barbecue sauce on it.
Hmm. Tastes pretty good.
Is it stuffed?
Oh, yes, it was. I mean, it is. It, sure.
Hey, Bob, somebody's taking your stuffed Gnurp bird.
Gazooks! I've been robbed. Which twerp has snitched me Gnurp?
Why, John, you don't suspect anyone of us, do you?
I suspect everyone. Call the police. Call the army. Call my lawyers.
Which do you want, the police, the army, or your lawyers?
Call his lawyers. There's more of them.
Order the court. Order the court.
Next case.
All persons connected with the case of the missing Gnurp bird, step to the bench, please.
State your name.
Rudy Valley.
Ever been in court before?
No, Your Honor.
State your name.
Billy Gilbert.
Ever been in court before?
No, sir.
Hiya, John.
Hiya, Judge.
Billy, what is the nature of this case?
John Barrymore versus the people.
Judkins, I thought I told you to get your glasses fixed.
But, Judge, I am the plaintiff.
Now I've heard everything. Proceed with the case.
Your Honor, whilst entertaining me boon companion and bosom friend, Rudy Valley, some snake in the grass stole me $50,000 Gnurp bird.
Wait, Your Honor, I can straighten this all out. I saw the whole thing.
Young lady, where have you been? I mean, where have you been? Your name, dear?
Susan Miller.
Well, pretty name. What's your phone number, babe?
I object. That's irrelevant, immaterial, and Sunset 4276.
Now, Miss Susan, tell the court what was happening at the time of the bird's disappearance.
Well, let's see. Rudy Valley was singing.
All right, we'll reconstruct the crime. Valley, start singing.
I'll give you a smile for us.
No, not that. Not that. Anything but that. I'll confess. Your Honor, I took the bird, but Mr. Valley has got it now.
Why, Billy, how dare you say that? I don't have the bird.
Oh, yes, you have. I barbecued it, and you ate it.
I ate the Gnurp bird?
Sure. What do you think that is?
That's my Gnurp, all right.
Yes, John, I'm afraid your Gnurp has become a $50,000 burp.
Case dismissed. Before we go, I'd like to add my voice to the thousands of my countrymen who are singing an inspiring song filled with melody, rhyme, and reason. It's Irving Berlin's Any Bonds Today. Any bonds today? Bonds of freedom, telling freedom, any bonds today? Scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man asking you to buy a share of freedom today. Any stamps today? We'll be blessed if we all invest in the USA. Here comes the freedom man. Can't make tomorrow's hand, not unless you buy a share of freedom today. And so sing we all. Next Thursday, John and I shall again have the pleasure and fun of welcoming Lionel Barrymore to our show. There shall be laughter, there shall be music, there shall be drama. So plan to be with us. Until then, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir and good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.